There is no better way to tell the people you love, whether they be family or friends, especially on New Year's Eve, than with a fine bottle of French champagne and among the best champagnes out there, Moet. I always pronounce it incorrectly. We want to bring Anu Rao in right now, Moet Hennessy's USA Vice President. It's good to have you here, Vice President of Communication. Hi. And when we talk about Moet, Americans, when we talk about champagne, there is something special about having French champagne on New Year's Eve. But now we're having all these headlines about you can't get French champagne. That's just not the case. Or are you seeing big demand for it this year?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Love being here talking champagne. No, listen, I mean, I think every industry, as we know, is having some challenges with, you know, supply, et cetera. But no, there is an absolute demand. And there's, of course, the opportunity to go get a wonderful French champagne. And, you know, there's nothing like that pop of the bottle, you know, to signify, you know, the 2022, you know, year coming in, which I think everyone is just waiting to start a positive new year next year. So yeah, no, absolutely go out and get your Moet or your Veuve Clicquot. You know, you can trade up to some Krug or some Ruinart. These are all, you know, products that are readily available. So yeah, absolutely, Adam. I hope you're doing that.
All right. Within your brand household, isn't Dom Perignon, I won't pronounce that correctly. I speak Spanish, not French. Isn't that one of the offerings? Although I don't know if I have the budget for it.
Absolutely. Dom Perignon is fantastic. It is one of our best. It is aged anywhere from 8 to 10 years. It's fantastic. And, you know, we actually just launched a wonderful site called Our Cellar, which is a site that is literally opening our cellars to people to get our products directly from the maker. So check it out. You can even, you know, customize, you know, some of our bottles for your friends and family. It's a wonderful thing for the holiday season. But yeah, Dom Perignon is absolutely one of our shining stars for sure.
So walk me through, help us understand, those of us who aspire to patrician palates but have plebeian wallets, what's the good starting brand if we don't know champagne?
This is a great question. We have, you know, products for truthfully every wallet and price point. You know, we have a wonderful California sparkling wine called Chandon, which is fantastic. We just launched a new product, the Chandon Garden Spritz, which is a spritz in a bottle. And essentially, that's a $20 bottle of sparkling wine. And it's absolutely fantastic, made, you know, with the same traditions and methods, you know, as the rest of our champagnes, just made in California. And then we've got Moet. You know, Moet is, you know, if you're really looking to pop that bottle of Moet on a New Year's Eve but don't have the budget, there's the minis, which are absolutely fantastic. They're beautiful. They have two glasses of bubbly in them, and you can, you know, get that for your friends and yourself. So there's many, you know, many different options within the portfolio from a sparkling, bubbly perspective.
Do you find that, you know, those of us in the States are more inclined to go to a California sparkling wine? It's not champagne. It's the same kind of drink, but you can't call it champagne. Or do we really have that bias for the original French stuff?
You know, honestly, I think when it comes to New Year's Eve, I'm going to have to say, I think we have that bias. And I think we just want to go for that, you know, celebratory, wonderful, special night to really celebrate the year. And I said, like I said, toast the new year. And, you know, those French bottles are super popular and just are a wonderful way to really do that. But, you know, I think Chandon is an amazing option. And it's a great option just for everyday occasions as well, right? It's not, you know, just a celebratory item. It's for anything. So it's both. But I would say for that New Year's Eve pop, you know, I would go for the French.
Are you getting any kind of feedback from people who might be canceling New Year's Eve parties? And, you know, those of us who might want to enjoy, I'll call it champagne since I've already butchered Moet, who want to enjoy champagne after January 1, or is there going to be a plentiful supply of returns?
Oh yeah, of course. No, you know, I mean, listen, I think we definitely are getting some feedback around that, but what's actually happening that we're seeing is that the at-home, you know, sort of celebration. Look, I mean, I think all of us have seen during the pandemic that, you know, we know who's actually really important to us and we know who we actually really want to celebrate with. right? You've had to have that sort of selective, okay, who do I really, you know, need to be around? And I think what people are actually doing is trying to make these at-home celebrations that much more special. And so, you know, we've launched a number of initiatives to sort of help people do that. So one of the things we have going on is the Holiday Wish Shop, which you can check out at holidaywishshop.com. And it has, you know, a bunch of different packages that you can purchase and, you know, get delivered to your home, the convenience. We've got celebrities. We've got Chrissy Turlington here up on the screen. We've got Gabby Union, exactly. And these are people who are going to come and bring tips and tricks for how can you actually host that intimate evening? You know, anything from the dinner to the midnight toast. You know, what is the way I can do this at home, make it really, really special? Because the truth is, yeah, a lot of us aren't going out and we're going to be sort of tweaking our plans. And again, once again, you know, maybe looking at this at home situation and we're here to really help bring, make that really special and bring the tips and tricks that can help, you know, make that the best occasion.
Anu, very quickly, because I only have 20 seconds. What's the best way to drink champagne? Should I chill it in the fridge and then in a crystal glass, or does that not matter?
The best way to drink champagne is in a white wine glass. You know, the myth of the flute, it doesn't have to exist. You don't have to put it in the flute. You don't need to drink it with your pinky up. It is a beautiful, wonderful liquid that should breathe and that should be abundant in a bigger wine glass. So that would be how I would do it, and absolutely chill it in the fridge.
You are a trooper. I come from people who tip wine out of a box, but I'm looking forward to a good bottle of champagne this New Year's Eve. Have a wonderful New Year. We appreciate your joining us.